Another item had to do with personalizing, calling the person by name. In fact, I said to one of them, "Does this affect how you live at home?" And this one person said to me, "Absolutely. Never before at my home have I said, 'It's my pleasure.'" And other kind words of that nature. I'm absolutely convinced that you can help people personally by working at the social level as well as at the personal level. If you create the third domain, the culture, in their business, what a magnificent challenge and meaning that gives to a manager or a leader who has that sense of stewardship and knows also that it contributes tremendously to quality and eventually to the bottom line because of the development of a culture that is founded upon principles and not upon quick fix cosmetics. You know those series of mission statements that were in alignment to each other also taught me the essence of what empowerment really is. Commissioning. When you overlap the four needs of individuals with the four needs of organizations, you've essentially got an empowerment condition. Co-missioning, commingling missions. But that is not an easy process at all. Eventually, it comes down to the individual job, so that every job, in a sense, has what I like to call a win-win performance agreement. That means a mission statement at the job level. It can be between individuals, it can be between an individual and a department, or between two departments, or between the entire organization with all of its stakeholders. But that process of commingling missions, getting deep involvement, helps to create this whole internal sense of motivation and excitement, and creates this third domain where the law of the unenforceable operates. I saw a perfect example of this in another hotel situation where the manager told me, "For the first time, I've come to understand what empowerment meant." He said, "I always thought that meant proper delegation at the top levels." He said, "But over half of our workforce are housekeepers, and I've now learned that those too can be empowered. They gradually built an emotional bank account with those housekeepers by involving them, by tapping into these four needs, the economic need to be treated fairly, the social need to be treated kindly, the psychological or mental need to have their talents developed and utilized, and the spiritual need to have a sense of meaning and a sense of integrity." And I said, "What have you done?" He said, "We've involved them. These housekeepers make all decisions involving their own work scheduling, involving the materials they use, and eventually we've reached the point of such trust we have told them we will not sell any rooms until you give your stamp of approval."